This is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website is mbeinstitute.org. If you would like to find out more about the Institute or the website, please look in the footer at the bottom of any page and also in the menu, which is very comprehensive. There are also many buttons in the header, which is at the top of every page, providing direct access to many important topics with one or two clicks, and it is in the same area where the menu is, which is the top left corner. The title to this prayer treatment is All Humanity, God Applies. Mary Baker Eddy prayed 3 times a day specifically for the benefit of all humanity. Daniel, the one that got thrown in the lion's den for praying 3 times a day, did not describe the content or the purpose of the prayer in particular, but he also prayed 3 times a day. Other ones were punished severely. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace for praying. John, the most beloved disciple of Jesus, was put into a pot of boiling oil. He survived, and they exiled him to the island of Patmos, which is where Jesus met with him to dictate the book of Revelation. There are details on that by Dr. Robert C. Putnam. He was a doctor from being a PhD in chemistry. He is one of the finest Bible scholars next to Mary Baker Eddy. And he wrote a book entitled 10 Bible Lessons. The first 8 are on the Old Testament. The 9th is on Christ Jesus, and the 10th is on the second coming of the Christ. It's very easy to get wrapped up in our schedule for the day, or for the hour, or for the minute, and forget all about having an anchor and sticking to it, which is our model to make sure that we are always on the path of progression, working toward concrete being. And of course, this is all oriented to spirit, the only real substance of the entire existence. Mary Baker Eddy prayed 3 times a day specifically for all humanity, as indicated, but in addition prayed hourly to make sure that she was only thinking wholesome thoughts about everyone and everything. She was probably active 18 hours a day or more, so she was praying at least 21 times a day to keep her thought in a line with the model that she wanted to use as her standard. She provided 3 quotes at the beginning of the textbook. The first one is the words of Jesus, posted by John in the Gospel of John, and it says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The second one is by Shakespeare. "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And the third one is by Mary Baker G. Eddy herself. G she dropped later because she felt her name was too long. It represented Glover. So she goes by just Mary Baker Eddy. But she gave us this poem. "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." That seems to indicate that if we seek the truth, which is the first prayer, we will be made free of any ignorance or limitation that we think may apply to us, because the truth is infinite and it has no limitation whatsoever, except for the fact that it excludes anything unlike itself, which is error or mistakes or evil. The second one, from Shakespeare, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so," is a sharp reminder that our thoughts control our experience. What kind of experience do we want to have? Our thoughts need to support the experience that we would like to have. Of course, this only works if we are talking about a spiritual life, not one of evil or anything unlike God in any way. So the third is a reminder that everything will work out fine if we follow 1 and 2. We will be blessed because we will be following the laws of God. Chapter 14 of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, is a summary in the format of 24 questions and answers of the first 13 chapters. And the very first question, the very first topic, is God. And she describes God as follows: incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. If we desire to pray for all humanity, we should affirm that the incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love is the only thing that has control of everything, and that includes all humanity. Every individual is under the control of the mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love of God. And that God, being incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, means that the only God there is that applies to all humanity is incorporeal, invisible. But the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are represented by symbols which are visible. Incorporeal is self-explanatory, but the next one is divine, and divine represents perfection. Supreme represents that there is nothing higher. That is the full authority. Infinite is the fourth quality that is represented as an adjective explaining what applies to those seven synonymous terms in this particular definition. And there is absolutely no limit when something is infinite. And the only thing that is infinite is God. So therefore, there is no space, no time where God is not. In fact, space and time are words that define something that is finite and not infinite. And because God is infinite, there is no finiteness that exists. Everywhere, all the time, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. No limitation whatsoever. That means that there cannot be any accident. There cannot be any discord of any kind. On page 587, Mary Baker Eddy defines the word good, and it says God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. An accident is a belief that there's an action which is evil, something that is discordant. But this definition of good, which includes God, in other words, God is good, as well as spirit is good, It includes the term omni-action, which means that the only action that can exist that affects all humanity is perfect action, good action, spiritual action. That certainly does not include anything that is discordant or out of balance. So therefore, an accident has no basis for it existing or occurring. And if we claim that for all humanity, then it helps all humanity prevent being involved in any kind of an imbalance, which could be termed as chaos or an accident. This is called preventative prayer. It is prayer to clear in our thought and reflect out into the universe of thought the fact that God is all in all, and that God is good, and good is harmonious and all action. Therefore, there is nothing left to be able to create chaos or an accident. Anything out of balance, anything that is discordant. If we create a model that we can jump to instantaneously when we're faced with a difficult decision, or we're faced with the potential of being injured or in an accident of some kind, then refreshing our thought with these kinds of the facts about God will be very helpful. Another definition that is very helpful to utilize for ourselves and for all mankind is the definition on page 591 of man. The compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. There are a large number of references to the topic of man throughout the textbook and through Mary Baker Eddy's other writings, but this short one in the glossary will suffice in building a model that one can refer to quickly should one be confronted with some kind of evil suggestion that indicates that man is anything in conflict with this definition. Another definition, as a reference for building a model for quick reference, is the scientific statement of being, and that is also in the chapter on recapitulation, and this is on page 468. I shall recite it to you right now. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is His image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. I know of someone who was healed of a growth above their eye by utilizing the scientific statement of being and substituting the word growth above the eye wherever it said matter in the scientific statement of being original text. For example, there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in the belief of a growth above the eye. And then he did the same thing throughout the entire definition of the scientific statement of being. And after a few days, the growth, which had been growing larger and larger, receded and totally disappeared without a scar. Mary Baker Eddy provided a diapason of heaven treatment for each of the seven synonymous terms, and she provided these to her final class in the College of Divine Metaphysics in 1898. And I will close this prayer treatment for the benefit of all humanity with a prayer treatment by Mary Baker Eddy entitled Diapason of Heaven. Since praying for all humanity is a gesture of love, loving thy neighbor as thyself, and also of God, which is, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, I shall read a Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy with a focus on love. Declare often, love is my God, and my God is love. Good is my God, and my good is love. Love is my God, and my love is good. Love is my principle, and my principle is love. Love is the law of my being. Divine love is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. This is the Word of God. Amen. This is the end of the treatment, which is an extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute on the topic of all humanity, God applies. It is 25/08/10 at 13:51. That is August the 10th at 1:51 p.m. Thank you for listening. The end.